Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
We have lost another musical legend, Nancy Wilson, whose skilled and flexible approach to singing provided a key bridge between the sophisticated jazz pop vocalists of the 1950s and the powerhouse pop soul singers of the 1960s and 70s, died at her home in Pioneer Town, California. She was 81 years old. Nancy had been ill for a while and was confirmed by her manager, Devra Hall Levy. Now, her long career has been celebrated for many years. She performed the American standards, jazz ballads, Broadway show tunes, R&B torch songs, and middle-of-the-road pop pieces, all delivered with a sense of a song's narrative. You know, it was her signature piece from 1960, Guess Who I Saw Today. Everyone remembers that one and loves that one if you've heard it recently. That's where a woman baits her husband by dryly telling him a story in which he turns out to be the big villain. Well, Ms. Wilson released more than 70 albums in her recording career that lasted over 5 decades. She won 3 Grammy Awards, 1 for the Best Rhythm and Blues Recording in 1964, How Glad I Am, and 2 for Best Jazz Vocal Albums, and that was in 2005 and 2017. Boy, it's been a tough year. First Aretha, and now Nancy. I really don't know who's going to be able to pick up either one of those torches. Nancy Wilson, rest in peace, my darling. And speaking of music, Janet Jackson joins her brothers Michael and the Jackson 5 as members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and boy, is it time. She earned that induction along with Stevie Nicks. And of course, you know, I saw Stevie Nicks with Fleetwood Mac. Let me tell you something, that girl still got it going on. Looks and sounds great. Now back to Janet, her induction comes after her 3rd time as a nominee, and many saw it as overdue given her prowess as a hit maker for so many years. In fact, The Roots' Questlove took to social media earlier this year and said her exclusion has been highly criminal. He cited the influence of her 1986 album Control, which he said set off the new jack swing trend, which he was so right about. You know what? I am so proud of both of these women. We cannot wait to see that show. I love that show. It's always 4 hours long. Talk about the Oscars. But anyway, congratulations to Janet Jackson and to Stevie Nicks. Ha! Loving it. And for all these stories and more, make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.